the one and only Thor. Oh, spoke too soon.
Jane?
In the new movie Thor, Love and Thunder, Marvel's Norse god returns for his fourth solo film. This time around, Thor faces off against a new enemy with a hatred of all deities, a bad guy named Gore the God Butcher. Gore, we learn, has a really personal reason for his crusade against deities of all kinds. You see, his prayers went unanswered while his daughter died. Consumed by grief and rage, Gore launches a crusade against the gods with a weapon called the Necrosword, and he's deadly serious about purging them from the universe.
The only ones who gods care about is themselves. All gods will die.
That puts him on a collision course with Thor, one of the few deities who actually cares about humanity. Thor's been reunited with his old flame Jane Foster, who, through a curious turn of events, now wields Thor's old hammer as a superhero herself, even as she's dying of cancer. But given Gore's penchant for godslaying, a terminal disease is the least of Thor and Jane's worries. Thor Love and Thunder delivers both of those things. Thor's love for Jane is quite tender, but the violence can be intense, and the sensuality and LGBT content here are more than we're used to seeing in a Marvel movie. And there's a ton of spiritual stuff to wade through, too. Toss in a fair bit of profanity, and we have one of the most content-filled Marvel movies thus far. So we're giving Thor, Love and Thunder, a 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.